Welcome to this minisode. Oh my gosh, I'm excited for this one because I'm really excited for what I'm doing. So I hope that this is of interest to you. So my birthday is on May 30th. And I decided, I don't know, maybe it was like 5 years ago, maybe it was a COVID thing, I don't know. But I became aware that I needed to think through my whole month because my birthday is at the end of the month. And what would happen is I would get like, I don't know, like those percentages off, and I would get like all these things for my birthday. And then all of a sudden it would happen and it's like the second to last day and I wouldn't be able to use any of the things. So that was the thing that like triggered me understanding that I wanted to get more conscious about the whole month. The other thing that happened in my super reflective state of the past 5 years, I've been doing a lot of inner child work, a lot of just shadow work and work on my past and just healing so many things. And I just became aware of that birthdays were really hard for me. And one of the reasons is that no doctor, no matter how many doctors my mom took me to, could figure out that I shouldn't have ever had gluten or dairy. So I, you know, finally figured it out 15 years ago, but I didn't know my whole childhood. And if you think of birthdays and what you're eating, it was like literally the worst food ever. And what happens to me now if I have gluten is it's like I've taken a whole like case of Benadryl. Like I just get so tired. And I would always end my birthdays just feeling absolute exhaustion, but like not normal exhaustion, not from having fun exhaustion, just absolute exhaustion. So a few years ago when I was thinking about this birthday month, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take this back. I also am married to somebody who does not love his birthday. I've always secretly loved my birthday, but just not quite known how to celebrate it. So I started this thing of thinking about my birthday month. And this year feels particularly important to me, you know, and I take that kind of with a grain of salt. Like I don't want to hold that with too much levity, but I'm really excited that I'm heading into my 50th year. So I'm going to be 49 on my birthday this year. So, you know, this whole next year will be me leading into my 50th year. And I really want to make that year special. I want to land at 50 and look back at that year and be really excited about what I created. I'm going to do this actually kind of publicly, which is a little bit out of character. I woke up one day a month ago and I've been sitting with it long enough that I'm like, I think I could do this. So I'm hoping I can now that I've just told you that out loud. So I'm just really excited for this particular year. So I wanted to also be excited about this particular month. So here's how I start off. I start off by asking myself, as I do for many things, you've probably heard me say this as I'm teaching about a day or a week or any normal month, is how do I want to feel? And of course, my brain served up so many great words. Immediately, I wrote down abundant and successful and supported and love and healthy and all these words. And I sat with them as I do. And for like days, for a few days. And I woke up one morning and I was like, you know what? Those words are all fantastic. I would love all of that. But really, I want to head into this birthday in total truth. Truth to myself, truth to my surroundings. Like, I just want to be like the truest version of myself. And so I chose the word truth and I'm really loving it. I often tell people with word, feeling words, I sort of try them on, like I might try on a dress. And truth is just feeling really good for right now. And I'll tell you more as we head into the month, but that's my word. And the reason I choose a word is so that as I'm deciding what it is that I'm pulling into the month, that I can run it through that word, through truth. And it's a funny one because it's like, is this true? Is this really what I want? And I'm going to tell you something funny about that in a sec. But I just want to pause for a sec because I have chosen other words in the past, you know, for birthday months or months in general or seasons. And think of the word like community. That's a good example. That comes up often around here with clients. So it might be like community might be the word. That's a thing that a lot of us are searching for. Connection might be another way to say that more in a feeling term. So connection or ease. And just think through those three words, truth, connection, ease, and how different things might unfold with those three different themes. Can you see that? So that's why this first step is so important. All right. By the way, I made you all a planning sheet. I made a birthday planning sheet. So I did this in the messiest, scratchiest way on like five pieces of paper. I scratched for like a week all the things. And then I got clear like what the important parts were. And then I did my own planning process. And then I was like, I can make this for other people. Everyone should have a birthday month. And so use if this serves you, use it. You could have a birthday month, but you could just also have a month where you are prioritizing things in different ways. So use it however you want. If you want it, head on over to Instagram and you can either DM us in the DMs and you could just DM us birthday plan. I just made that up. So DM us birthday plan. Or if you're listening to this in real time, there should be a post that's pretty clearly about my birthday month. And you could leave a comment there, birthday plan. And as well, we will follow up with you and get you the planning sheet. All right. So that is exciting. I also, by the way, no matter what my word is, love giving things during my birthday month, during my birthday season. Okay, so a few things that I noticed were true about my birthday, about this word truth and my birthday month, is I think the reason it felt like the right thing is I'm really working right now with when I personally put on rose-colored glasses. I'm definitely somebody whose glass is always half full. That's just how I've always been. And I'm just becoming more conscious of where that serves me and where it doesn't. And the other thing that I've become very acutely aware of, which you will hear more of during my birthday year and month, is how sort of in what I learned to do, and just I think part of how I was born, I am very calm. I've learned to be very calm, even in very stressful situations. And as we bring more and more nervous system work into our programming, with the amazing Kelly Lubeck, I've become aware that sometimes when I'm calm, it's not a true calm. So this is where the truth comes in. And a lot of people, I mean, many people, I would say 80% of the people who land in our programs say that one of the things that was so appealing about it and about anything I sent out was that it felt like I was real and calm. So I just want to make sure that I'm really calm. And this year has been strange. It's been a strange year in terms of calm. And I'll tell you, there'll be a lot more of this in my whole 50th year project. But my daughter was traveling. My 18-year-old was traveling. I have three kids, but my middle child was traveling often across the world. And it really like got me uncomfortable in many moments. I feel like my sleep isn't as good as it used to be. And I'm so like in my brain, in my heart, I'm like so excited. She's having the most amazing experience. She will never forget this. It'll imprint the rest of her life. It's so amazing. And I'm just noticing that I'm at the same time having this huge, like almost animal instinct of like wanting all my kids to be home. And so it's like fighting it. So I'm just noticing all this. I'm doing a lot of work with this. A big piece of the work that I'm doing during my birthday month is some of my own deep nervous system work. I actually am doing two programs at once and I'm super excited. So, and the other thing about truth is that I'm noticing that I'm in a, like it, in just what I shared to you, it's a messy, it's a little bit of a messy time. And I don't like mess. I'm a pretty clutter-free girl. I'm more comfortable in not a lot of clutter. I don't love mess. I guess that's part of the simple piece of Plan Simple. And I can't avoid it. Like, the truth is that I can't avoid it. I'm in the messy middle of stepping into this new phase of motherhood where I have young adults, not kids who I have to run after or know everything that's happening. And I love it. Like, I love, like, they're amazing. I love our relationship. And my system just hasn't quite caught up to where we are. So it's like this whole world is acting out in front of me and my system's not quite there yet. And I'm noticing my body as I'm 49, heading into 49, I'm noticing what that means in terms of perimenopause and hormones and my body. And I really want to be true to my body. I want to understand what she really needs right now. And also in business, I've noticed this, thank goodness we serve this amazing array of wonderful women and of all ages. And so I've had the privilege of women who are ahead of me already in their 50s and 60s, maybe even 70s. And I get to watch where they are in their bodies, in their work. And what I've noticed is that women over 50, like, are stepping into more and more meaning. And I actually didn't think that could happen to me because I've been somebody who's like pretty much always followed my passion. But I'm noticing it. It's like shifting. It's like, I really want to step into the work and getting you all results in even bigger and better ways. And as a result, I'm getting like a lot of ideas, and I just want to be true to myself and, you know, to my team and to you, like where we are and what's happening. Not that I just want to be real, I guess, real truth. I don't know. I'm stretching the word. So this is what's happening, and it's messy. It's messy. So that's about how I want to feel this month. And then what I did is I made this whole list of what that would look like. And I divided the list into two things. Again, this is all in the planning sheet that you can come DM me or message me, birthday plan. Is that what I said? Birthday sheet. You can do either. So I divided it into who I really want to see and what I really want to do. So I just let myself, again, it was like a lot of pieces of paper that I just got all scratchy on. I wrote things down like, I want to fill in my clothes. I want to declutter majorly in the house. I want flowers planted in the yard. I want to garden. I want to plant veggies. I want to go on a trip. I'm ready for someone to come help me clean the house. I want to go to yoga. I want to create a vision board. I want to have these long writing days. I want to do those fun self-care things that I always do on my birthday. I want to see if I can get a massage and a facial. So those are some of the things that I wrote down. Let me see if there's anything else. Literally, this is like the scratchiest page. For some reason, you can't see me, but I'm like holding the page like you could, even though I've done this in a neater way already. I also wrote down, I just want to be super healthy. So it was really interesting. I went to ChatGPT to be like, what are some ideas of what you could do in your birthday month? And a lot of them really vibed with what I was writing. A lot of them were similar things of like, you know, do these things just for you, land in a new level of creativity. But one of them was like, eat a different dessert that you wouldn't normally eat every day. And that like 100% does not vibe with me right now. I really, really want to really truly understand what my body needs from me in terms of nourishment, in terms of movement. And I know that that's going to take longer than this month, but I want to like cross that threshold of my actual birthday, having really practiced for these 4 weeks. So I think that's it. I think I said almost all the things. So what I did then, which is what we do around here. Oh, I know. No, the other thing I did is who I want to see. So that actually surprised me because I wrote down this list. By the way, I wrote down this list on 5 pages of all the things I want to do. And I think I read to you most of the ones that actually are landing in reality, like they actually might happen. But the list was much longer. It was much, much longer than that. And again, I had to go back to my word truth. What do I really want? Because a lot of it was, there was still some shoulds in there. Like, what should I want in this birthday month? You know, like, what would look good? I go to this class and read these books and do these things. And I was like, that's not what I really want. And the same thing happened when I wrote down, who do I want to see? I just wrote down all these people. Because the truth is that, like, I see a lot of people on Zoom because that's where we do our work. And I see a handful of people locally because I love walking and I love being with my hubby. And so oftentimes that's who I'm with when I'm not working. And I do, and it's shifted since COVID. Like, I don't see as many people in person. And so part of me is like, okay, Mia, time to come out of your cave, time to like do more. But there's also a big part of my truth that's an introvert and does a lot. Like, I'm like very much out during the day, and even though it's on Zoom, and I just need to like go inward. And that might change. My birthday also happens for me in a change of season, right? Here I'm in New England, so it's very much spring heading into summer. And so I might find that this shifts, but as I'm planning the actual month and I'm really in my truth, I really had to whittle down that list. And I whittled down the list and noticed how hard it is even to see the people that stayed on the list, because there's some people that I really do want to see. And so I started reaching out, and it is hard to find times where everybody can get together when we're all navigating. A lot of my friends are entrepreneurs, and we all have, you know, teens and young adults, and it's hard to see people. One of the people that surprised me that I wrote down is my aunt who lives out in California. And when the second I wrote her down, I was like, oh, and I want to see this person and this person and this person and this person. And then I was like, no, that's not true. What I really need is quiet. The reason I want to see her is I want to be with her. And the reason that it's like sounds so great to do during my birthday month is because where she is very relaxing to me. And my whole system needs to relax. And there's so many things on my list, like making a vision board and creating art and writing, that I just am like craving this like quiet week to do with no responsibilities. So that's something that's on my birthday calendar, and it's happening. I'm so excited. I'm going in the week leading up to my birthday. And so that takes care of a lot of these things. So the last thing I want to say is that my scribbly lists are great. Your planning sheet filled out is great. And we got to get them into time to see if they can happen. And that's really where it gets real. And that's where this question of how I want to feel comes in even more. So if I'm noticing that that the calendar is getting too busy and it's not serving me, I'm like, okay, is this in my truth? You know, and if your word was ease, is this in ease, right? If your word is connection, is this connecting? So we ask how things are as we're putting them in. But in the end of the day, I want to get rid of these scratch pieces of paper. I just want to have my calendar. I want to know that it's all contained in there. It all fits. And also, one of the things that is part of my truth for my birthday month is I want space. So I actually like block off space. Like, going on this trip is space for me. And then I make sure I have like spacious, you know, one really spacious day a week. But I got to get in the calendar if it's going to happen. So when I did that, I will tell you that one of the things that I don't know, over like did, and I had to really ask myself what's true, was around moving my body. And it was like, I want to go to this yoga class, and I want to try Pilates, and I want to do this new pole dancing class, and I want to do all these new things. And it was too much. My husband is traveling. I'm home with the dog and a daughter right now. And it's just like, I can't do all those things. They don't fit. So I got really true about what I really need, what my body really needs in order to feel like she's her healthiest, which is really what I put down as my goal. And it shifted things. So I'm not running around to all these classes. I have practices that I know. And one of the truths that I would love to honor is that I can consistently show up to them for this month. So that's how things shift as we use this word. So that's my birthday month. I'm super excited about it. Oh, and the last question, I don't want to forget this one. It's on the sheet again. So if you want it, just come put that in over on Instagram. But the last thing I asked is how I want to spend the actual day after I scheduled everything into the month. It's like, okay, how do I want to spend my actual day? And I noticed that some of the things that were, you know, not fitting into the month as a whole consistently, I was like, oh, maybe those things are showing up there because what I truly want is this day where I can move my body and take care of my body. And so I'm gonna make an appointment for a massage. I am gonna go to that yoga class on that day. And I'm gonna ask for food that really serves me on that day. And I get to spend time with the people I love. And so I just am really excited. I'm coming back from that trip in time for my birthday. And not all my kids will be home yet. So I did extend things a little bit a few days after my birthday. I was like, y'all, if everyone's home, wouldn't it be so great if we just got to hang for the day? So that's what I'm thinking about. That is my birthday month. And again, I'm going to do this experiment that I'm kind of designing. It's part of my birthday month promise to myself is that I'm going to look at this project of what does it look like to look at this year a little bit differently from birthday to birthday, and how can I share that in a way that's of service to you, to my community. And so I'm really excited. So stay tuned.